You're listening to SBS News.
At a crowded cafe in Sydney's bustling Chinatown district sit three men who each say they are feeling the repercussions of China's alleged attempts to influence Australian politics. The trio, all Australian citizens with Chinese ancestry, tell SBS the scandal has already affected their daily lives, despite being only days old. Scott Young, founder and president of the Liberal Party Chinese Youth Council, says suspicions against politicians of Chinese ancestry have already hit close to home.
Around the dinner table, my cousin, to my absolute surprise, asked me, "Scott, don't some of the people think in the community that you might be a Chinese spy?" And I was absolutely shocked by that. I was quite hurt.
Mr. Young unsuccessfully ran in the 2019 New South Wales state election for the Liberal Party. One of his friends, Jeffrey Wang, has been a member of the Liberals since the early 2000s. He believes perceptions over the Chinese government's reach and power are creating new stigmas for Chinese Australians.
It does bother me a little bit in that I feel like sometimes we Chinese Australians are lumped in with the Chinese government for whatever reason. In reality, most Chinese Australians would have very little affinity to the Chinese government. Sometimes they feel like they're being asked to account for actions of people they don't even know anything about.
Mounting claims against China, which it denies, have culminated in an investigation by spy agency ASIO and the Australian Federal Police, adding to Australia's already fragile relationship with China. Warren Wong, who moved to Sydney from mainland China in 2012 and recently became an Australian citizen, believes the Chinese Communist Party is trying to wield influence in Australia. But he says the issue cannot be conflated with cultural discrimination.
The CCP and the Chinese Australians, we should differ these two groups. There are some agents working for the government, working for CCP, but most Australian Chinese people, they are not. The real concern is that CCP can be a threat, but people are regarding Chinese people as a threat.
Last week, former Prime Minister Paul Keating was scathing as he warned against anti-China rhetoric.
"My concern is what passes for the foreign policy of Australia lacks any sense of strategic realism, and that the whispered word communism of old is now being replaced by the word China."
While describing the spy allegations as deeply disturbing and troubling, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has urged Australians against jumping to any conclusions. And amid the continuing political rhetoric as intelligence agencies carry out their investigation, some Chinese Australians are asking for understanding. Mr. Young fears the scandal could have a long-lasting impact on social cohesion.
"Chinese Australians are loyal Australians. They contributed a lot to our country, like all other Australians, and that it's important, again, that we separate those three categories: Chinese Australians, Chinese culture, and dealing with China, the administration themselves."
Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.